just in that. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim.
Anyway,
sorry, I don't mean to.
Part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's true, but you know, that's generally not the. The wording is Yom Tzedekah Eretz Yisrael. Yom Tzedekah is actually the day of, so it's the events of last week's parsha that you're right. This is remembering. This is okay. It's a week later.
Right. Okay, sorry. Just diverted.
A week later.
Yeah, they've been wandering in the desert for a week, and then Hashem saves them, and that's a good introduction, and we are recording, so don't say anything you don't want on the internet. So this is Shabbat Shira. Everyone can see my sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after the actual splitting of the sea and the Egyptians are all drowned, and we know all the special effects from the movie, the Torah says that people believed in Moshe. This is the way it goes. By Yeshua Hashem, by Yamahuet, Yisrael, Miyam Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved Israel from the hand of Egypt. By Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Meitel, Sfat Yam, and they saw the Egyptians dead on the shore of the sea. By Yisrael, Yad Gadola, Shasa, Hashem, Mitzrayim, and people saw Hashem's great Yad, the hand. We talked about the meaning of Yad 2 weeks ago. Vayiru ha'amat Hashem, and the people feared God. Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe his servant. So what does that mean? That's what I'm looking at. What does it mean, Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo? What did they believe in?
Lamin was not just to believe, but more like to be faithful or loyal.
Okay. So what does it mean? What happened here? And I asked that specifically because there are three times where it says the people had emunah. I'll translate as believe, but be loyal is fine. Because the first time that they say that about Moshe, The people believe Moshe when he first comes. Parshat Shemot, he comes to them and he does the signs. He turns the staff to a snake. His hand turns to Sarat. He turns the water to blood. And this is back in Perek Dalet by Edabera, Aaron, Ed Kol Yavrim, Asher Yibera Hashem Moshe. And Aaron, he goes with Aaron. Aaron says all the things. This is a spokesman, says all the things that Hashem told to Moshe. V'yaseh totally ne'an'am. And Moshe does these signs before the people. V'yameh am, and the people believe. V'yashmu ki pakad Hashem b'nei Yisrael. And when they heard that Hashem remembered b'nei Yisrael, kirat b'nyam, and he saw their misery. They bowed down. So by Yamena Am they believed. And then we have this parsha, by Amiba Shem Moshe Shabdo, and then they have Mama Har Sinai. That's next week's parsha. Hashem tells Moshe, I will come to you in the thickness of the cloud, so that people can hear while I am speaking to you. We talked about that last week. The people were hearing Hashem give them nevuah, v'gam b'chaya mirulam, and they will believe in you forever. Again, Moshe debrei amal Hashem, and then Moshe tells what the people said back to him when they're starting it out. So these three stages or three phrases of v'yaminu b'Moshe in Mitzrayim when he first comes here at Kriya Yamsuf and then at Mamre HaSinai. And we can understand the difference between the last two that we mentioned, the one beginning, the one at the end. But there are two different levels of Moshe's prophecy. When he first comes to Egypt, he does otot, he does signs. These are miracles, it's proof that God spoke to me. That's part of being a Navi. That's proof that Hashem sent him. And that's the way the Rambam puts it in Hilchot Yisurei Torah, talk about a Navi. Verse 4, what is a Navi? What does it mean to someone who has prophecy, someone who has a message from God? A Navi, Efshar Tiyah Nivuato L'Asma Bofad. So first off, you can have a Navi, someone whose message, basically has a message from God that's just for that person. L'Achiv Libo, L'Osit V'Ato, to give that person new knowledge, new understanding, Ad She'ida Mashlo Hayah Yodea, that they know something they didn't know before. V'Atana Devarim HaGadolim, from some great concept. And that's Rambam's idea of a Navi, is someone who is at such a high spiritual level, they get a divine message. But there's a kind of Navi that gets to the point where they actually have a message for others. And it's possible that such a Navi gets a message from God to, and he is sent to go to the other people. to some specific city, to some country, to cause them to understand, to tell them what to do. The Navi can be sent to tell people what to do. Or to tell them to stop doing the bad things they were doing. And when such a Navi is sent, that Navi gets a sign. Some kind of miracle, some kind of prediction of the future counts as an oath, some kind of sign to show this is true, this is a miraculous occurrence, this person infects the Navi. In order to be a Navi that other people listen to you, then you need to be able to do, you need to do some kind of oath, some kind of sign. So that people know that that person was sent, truly. But an important part of the halacha of a Navi, the nature of a Navi, is that that faith only lasts for that generation. A Navi tells you something to do that only applies to you. It is called a hora'at shah. Navi cannot establish a law that lasts. So Moshe.
Well, Danny,
yeah.
I just want to compare like Yirmiyahu to Moshe. Moshe had all these signs and wonders that everybody saw. But I don't remember Yirmiyahu having any signs or wonders. What did he have?
He predicted the Churban.
Yeah, but nobody listened to him.
That's true. But that, and Yirmiyahu, you look at the end of Yirmiyahu, he makes that point, is that, you know, you want to know who's the true Navi, me or, I'm blanking his name. Someone help me with the Navi Sheker, who says, no, don't worry about it. You know, 2 years from now, all the Beit HaMikdash is going to be restored and Jewish sovereignty will be returned. And Yirmiyahu tells him, look, you'll know who the true Navi is by what happened. We got 2 years. In the meantime, keep the mitzvah. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But that counts as the oath, that if your prediction comes true, that's an oath. And what Moshe does at the beginning is exactly that. He does otot. So he is a Navi. He isn't Moshe Rabbeinu at that point. He doesn't give and bring the Torah. And that the Torah, which is eternal, isn't because of the otot that we did. So Ve'aminu, Ve'mena Am at the beginning was that to say, yes, the people believed that Moshe was a Navi. Hashem talked to Moshe. I believe you. Mamet Har Sinai, next week's parasha is Hashem tells Moshe, they will believe with you forever. It's something much stronger. And this is the way the Rambam puts it. In Source 5, Moshe Rabbeinu lo haminu by Yisrael b'nei ha'otot she'asa. Moshe Rabbeinu was not believed because of the signs that he did. Nothing to do with that. Why did they believe him? B'mamah Har Sinai. When he was at the Har Sinai, again, because the Torah applies to all generations. That we saw, the people as a whole saw the signs, the fire, the thunder, the shofar blowing. Bnei Israel were all there at Mamre Har Sinai. Huni Gashel Rafael. Moshe goes up into the darkness. Bakol Medaber Love, and Hashem, the voice spoke to Moshe. For Anushomim, and we, Bnei Israel as a whole, were listening. That was the idea. We said that last time, that we were the witnesses to Moshe's Nevuah. And we heard Moshe, Lechem Olahem Kachakach, go say the following to them. That's Mamre Har Sinai. That's that last level of Vayaminu about Moshe. Minayim Shem Mamre Har Sinai B'Levado. And how do we know that it was only at Har Sinai, Yari'iya L'Nevuato, She Emet She'en B'Dofi, that was that final Emunah that there's no disagreeing with? And Marcus, it says, Bavur Yishma'am Debri Imach, explicitly. That so the people will hear while I'm speaking with you. And so therefore they will believe in you forever. Believe in you forever. So we can see, Shekodim Devarzeh, before this, before this, their Amunah was not an eternal one. They had just the status of a regular Navi. It's the kind of faith that you could question, you can wonder about. If you weren't there to witness it yourself, Mamre Har Sinai was different. The question then I'm going to ask is from Rav Yosef Pachad Yitzchak Pesach. What's this middle part? What happened this week's parsha? The first emunah is to be a Navi. The last emunah is to be bringing the Torah. What is this? Vayeminu v'Hashem Moshe Avdo at Kriyat Yam Suf. L'Udarei Rafa Rafatzeh. Sort of says. Yimtzim no lomdim. We learn from here. He emunat Yisrael v'Moshe ba'a b'shtei madrego. The people's faith in Moshe came at two levels. Kichlat nevuato ayidei ot u'mofet. Beginning of his prophecy came with the signs that he did, signs and wonders, kederesh to nikva ledorot, the way the halacha always is, but halachot nevuah. That's the way nevuah generally works. Shazer rachaya l'sha'ah, but that was temporary. Achi amdu al hahar, until they came to Har Sinai and they got the second level. Shemishat ha'amida al hahar, as soon as they got to Har Sinai, Yisrael atzmam heim edim al nevuato, Israel as a whole were this with witnesses to that nevuah, so they were part of the experience, and therefore this higher level of imkain. Therefore, tzarich lebarer, we need to explain mahi tiva shel chidush emunah b'Moshe amuveret kam b'shad kriyat Yam Suf. We have to understand what it is about kriyat Yam Suf that has this other vayaminu b'Hashem. What happened here? Hare geder ot mofet hayagam kodem mikodem, and that this idea of had the signs and was also existed beforehand. And this level of being direct witnesses to the nevuah didn't happen yet. So we understand. So we have it. This time when they left Egypt to the Kriyat Yam Suf, there was some new aspect of emunah, and some in the emunah, the faith of Bnei Israel in Moshe's nevuah. And we need to understand what this is. That's the problem.
Is it going to be that, like, there's a miracle that goes against nature or something like that?
Well, I'd argue that's what a miracle is by definition.
Okay.
Right, that a Navi has to do something that is not natural. Okay, he did that, right? Turning your stick into a snake is already a miracle that goes against nature.
No, but, like, for instance, one of the plagues was one of those big grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Arba, yeah. So basically, you still have attacks by huge swarms of these animals that eat up all the crops. So the only question was timing. Like, okay, they came when Moses, you know, said there's going to be another, you know, maka. And it was the timing as opposed to going against nature. But here, you're actually having something that's going against nature.
Okay. So that,
well, I mean, we learned at one point, I think maybe it was even like last night, I was linked to a shear. He's talking about how Arba, the grasshoppers went up into exactly the political border of Egypt. And like that, grasshoppers don't know political borders, but they went exactly to the edge. Okay. So that's a cool.
Oh, so you're saying that was it? Not that they're against nature, but just the way it happened was against nature.
And I mean, just going back to that first, turning the staff into a snake at the beginning, that's already a miracle in the sense that it's going against nature.
Yes.
Leprosy on the hand and coming and going, that was against nature, the water to blood. Those are also, right, that's not a mock in the sense of a plague of a striking anything, but that was the idea of a miracle there. So that's enough to believe in a Navi. That's fine. Why is this different? So I'm going to look at what the Pachad Yitzchak says. So he proposes it's related to something else. It's another role of Moshe that doesn't really appear to be related to Emunah at all. We'll have to put that together with Emunah. What does it mean by Aminu by Moshe Avdo? And so halach. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ein Osin Sanhedrot L'Shvatim. You don't make courts for all the tribes. You don't make sub-courts. Ela al pi beitin shel shivim ve'echad. Only that supreme court, the beitin agadol, what gets called in the Mishnah of Sanhedrin, from the Greek word, can only be set up by, courts can only be set up by the Sanhedrin, by the beitin agadol, the central court. You know, how do we know this? Where do we see that? Because we see that Moshe did what? The Ukit Sanhedraot, Moshe set up courts. Moshe Makam Shivim V'chadkai. And Moshe stands in place of that 71 and that Beit Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin. As Rashi said, Ukisan Hedraot, that Moshe sets them up, Basat Yitro. And right, we'll see that next week's Parsha. Moshe set up other courts. It needed the, he needed that authority to do that. Moshe Heyah Shofet V'Dayan, and Moshe was the supreme judge. Al Pia Dibur, because Hashem told him that he was the supreme judge. V'Shakol V'Kisan Hedra Gadol V'Shem Rishlaim. And Moshe himself counted as the Sanhedrin Hagadol. Generally, through Jewish history, there needed to be some kind of court, not just one person. There was an assembly of the Kenim, later the Anshei Knesset Gedola, then the what we call the Sanhedrin. By the time of Moshe, Moshe was the Supreme Court. Pachin Yitzchak says.
Was that by the time we had Matan Torah or what?
That was even before Matan Torah, right? You look at the beginning of next week's Parsha, when all the people are coming to Moshe for judgment. Right, they're standing up and waiting in line, and Yitro comes and says, yeah, you can't do this. You're going to be exhausted. You need to set up other courts. So he does that, and that's where the Gemara learns that the Supreme Court has the authority to set up lower courts. Moshe is equivalent to the Supreme Court. Muvar, I felt. Then we can see. This is the Pachad Yitzchak, source 9. Mishum she Moshe dayan al pi adibur. Moshe was the dayan. Al pi adibur. Hashem said, you are now the Supreme Court. That's the word Gemara. The wording of Rit Rashi, right? Shofet dayan al pi adibur. Okay, so the question is, where did Hashem say, you are now the Supreme Court? And that sort of thing, we don't see by any other Navi. That Navi is appointed as the Supreme Court. The Mele, so it would seem, that's where Moshe gets this name of being considered equivalent to the Sanhedrin Gedolah. He is the Supreme Court. Because Hashem said, you are the Supreme Court. From here, Yeshla Duna Be'emad. He says, I'm a little hesitant to say this, but he's trying to figure out, where does Hashem say, you are the Supreme Court? But the Gemara says that this is, gives Moshe this authority of being the Supreme Court. I'm going to propose this. We'll see how it connects to everything else we're saying. Madrega Zud B'Moshe. We see this, and there's this level of Moshe's role as Supreme Court. The Makom Shivim Becha, that he is in the place, he represents the 71, the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Kayat Chalata, this begins, Mishat Kiddush HaChodesh. Where does it start? It's Kiddush HaChodesh. Last week's Parsha, when Hashem tells Moshe, Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodeshim, that he had the authority to be Mekadesh, the new moon. It is now a new month. Asher B'mamar, Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodeshim, that Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, this is now yours. This new moon here, this Chodesh, it belongs to you. Because the law is that Kiddush HaChodesh, saying this is where the month starts, this is when the holidays are, this establishes the calendar, that is an act of Beit Din. Only the central Beit Din, the Sanhedrin, can make that declaration. Moshe Kiddush HaChodesh, Al-Pi HaDibur, and that's the command that Hashem told Moshe, you are the one who's going to make this Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what Moshe is told, you are equivalent to the Sanhedrin Gadol. You are the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court makes declares the new moon, and you will do that. Koshe Ose Masa Beitin Al Piyadibur, and anyone who can do the act of the Beitin Agadol, Hashem tells him, you are now acting in there as the Beitin Agadol. Yesh Madrigato Zush Makom Shivim Be'echad Kai. He's standing in place of that 71. The Moshe is the Supreme Court. Future generations would need a whole court. The 71 elders, we'll see later in Parsha Peshala. Hello, Scott.
I thought there was 70, no?
Right, there's 70 plus Moshe.
Right, so he's like the tiebreaker, no?
Not now, that's the point. As of right now, as of Kiddush HaChodesh, he is the only one.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Parsha Balotcha, he complains that I can't do this myself. That's why Hashem says, fine, go Esro Li Shivim Ish, Mizikne Yisrael. Yeah, Balotcha. That's when the 70. That's when the.
So it's all the way in Balotcha. Wow.
Right. So this is not coming for a while.
It just Yitro suggests it, and then.
No, Yitro suggests lower courts.
Oh, this is different. This is the Sanhedrin.
This is establishing a wider Supreme Court.
Okay.
Because under Yitro, Moshe is still the Supreme Court. He's still a final arbiter. There are lower courts there. By Baal Lotka, when Moshe says, I can't handle these people, we've spent the entire Parsha, Bamidbar, Naso, half of Baal Lotka, they're complaining and miserable. I can't do this myself. Hashem says, fine.
That's when he has the elder.
Okay. Yeah, it takes 70 more, and now you'll have this whole 70 plus you.
Okay.
As of this point, Moshe is the Sanhedrin Midola. Okay? So what is the Beit Din HaGadol do with this Kiddush HaChodesh? What does that mean? So I'm going to quote my wonderful son-in-law, Aaron Rubin.
Yeah, sorry, he's teaching.
Who gave a shiur on this last week about how Kiddush HaChodesh works and how does it work nowadays when we don't have a Beit Din HaGadol? How does that even work? He talks about how Rav Soloveitchik looked at it. He said the Sanhedrin, this Supreme Court, has two different roles. One is literally as Supreme Court. The final court of appeals, they also have a legislative role in making laws, but there's another side of representing the will of the nation as a whole. And that this aspect, they're acting Kiddush HaKodesh. This is where Soloveitchik puts it. The Kiddush HaKodesh is entrusted to the nation of Israel collectively. And the members of Beit Din act as agents of the people as a whole. They're not acting as a court here. They're not deciding rules. They're saying, we B'nai Israel, and we here is this 71 men, declare this is now Rosh Chodesh. The function of Beit Din and Kiddush HaChodesh is independent of its judicial and legislative functions. The public announced in Rosh Chodesh, what we do now with Kiddush with Brichas HaChodesh, that we say right before before Rosh Chodesh, is a symbolic enactment of Kiddush HaChodesh by Beit Din on the behalf of the nation of Israel. So since we don't have a Beit Din now, the entire nation of Israel has to basically declare that Rosh Chodesh is the Chodesh. And that's what the words recited during Birch HaChodesh, which is Chaverim Kol Yisrael, that we are all bound together, symbolize the collectivity of Israel, what the Beit Din represents. So Sanhedrin religiously represents the whole people. And in this case, Moshe represents the Sanhedrin. So at this point, Moshe gets the status of being the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court, the representative of the entire nation, religiously, when he was given his laws of Kiddush HaChodesh. But he was a representative of the nation as a whole. That's what Putner is saying. That was this new level that Moshe had. That doesn't answer our question, because that was well before Kriyat Yam Suf. And there's no Emunah here either. But yes, this was at Kiddush HaChodesh, Moshe gets this new responsibility, this new role. But still doesn't answer what is by Aminu Bashem Moshe Abdomi. We need to go back. Pasuk says, they believed in Hashem and Moshe Abdo, Moshe his servant. What does Eved mean? Why do they mention Eved here? The first time Moshe is called Eved. And I'll put it connected to a little story in Gemara and Brachot. What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? Verse 11. Shuv Maaseh B'Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Here's a story about Chanina Ben Dosa, one of the later Tanaim. Shehalach l'lmod Torah etzel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He went to go learn by Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who established the Shiva in Yavne. V'chala b'no shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And the son of Yochanan Ben Zakkai, his Rabbi, fell ill. Amar lo. So Yochanan ben Zakkai tells Chanina ben Dosa, Chanina b'ni, Chanina, my son, you're my student, bakesh alav rachamim, you should start davening. Say mishaberach for him, and he'll live. Niyach rosho ben birkav, so Chanina ben Dosa put his head between his knees, and bakesh alav rachamim, and prayed for him, b'chaya, and the child lived. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, again, that's his Rebbe, says, the Mali Hitiach Ben Zakkai at Rosho, that if I Ben Zakkai had done this, had I heads between my knees, Kol Hayom Kula, and I had prayed all day, Lo Hayu Mashgichim Alav, that they would not have listened to me in heaven. My prayers would not have been listened to. You, Chanina Ben Dosa, your prayers are listened to. So Amar Lo Ishto, his wife, was kind of bothered by her husband saying this about himself. It's like, Chanina gadol mimcha, what are you saying? That Chanina, who's your student, is greater than you are? So he answered her, no, I am a greater at learning Torah. I am more Kedusha. That's true. He is a student, but he is like an Eved, like a servant before the king. I'm like a minister, a prince in front of the king. What does that mean? As Rashi says, Eved ben bias. A servant is a ben bias, is someone who lives there in the palace. He's always there. Nichnas v'yotzek, b'tzulah b'rishut, he doesn't need permission to go in. Right? And Eved can always be present and is always available to the king, can always say something. Ministers, however important they are, have to ask permission, only have certain hours to be present there. So that the Eved idea and the sense is that Moshe always had access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was that level of Moshe Abdo, the saying that no man is a hero to his valet. So that's the idea of a personal connection.
But isn't the goal that we're all supposed to be Avdei Hashem?
I'm going to say it one more time.
Aren't we all supposed to be Avdei Hashem, the Jewish people?
Yes. Do we achieve that?
That's a tall order, but I'm going to say we're supposed to.
Right, so there's the sense of being an Eved Hashem instead of serving Hashem, but we're saying here that the Abdo here is another side of it. And Hashem accepts the Eved to allow to, you know, to come in and out at any point. Moshe can go to Hashem anytime. That's the aspect of Eved Moshe Abdo. Moshe Abdo means that Moshe is a ben bayit by Hashem.
I just bring that up because when Moses tells Pharaoh that he wants to take the Jewish people out, he says, so they may serve God.
Right.
So that's the word of Eved, you know.
Yes, it's a word of Avdut there, but they're not actually called, right. And Hashem says, Avadayim, they are my Avadim. That is true. But here the Bnei Yisrael believe that they achieved this level, that Moshe achieved that level of Avdut. Mm. As Rav Huna is saying that's specifically not so much that he served Hashem, but Hashem accepted him as an Eved, as a personal servant that could always go in. So by Aminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo meant that Bnei Yisrael believed that Moshe could speak to Hashem anytime, and Hashem would listen, like the story with Chanina ben Dosa. And so that the connection back to the Sanhedrin is that Moshe represents them, the people as a whole. So he stood in the place of the Beit Din HaGadol, and Beit Din HaGadol stood in the place of the Am as a whole. So what happened at Yam Suf? Yom Suf was the first time that Bnei Yisrael asked Moshe to intercede on their behalf. They come to Moshe and say, what do we do now? Pray to God for us. And Moshe does exactly that. That Yom Suf is the first time. Before all this, Bnei Yisrael were completely passive. Moshe comes the first time to Egypt, and he says, we're going to go. And they say, great. And things get worse, and they say, obviously, Moshe, you were lying. And then Moshe goes to Paro, never talks to the people at all, and brings all these plagues to Paro. And then Moshe goes to the people and says, okay, you need to do the following. We're gonna leave tomorrow. Go to go get a sheep and slaughter the sheep and sprinkle the blood. Go ask from your neighbors all the gold and silver, and then leave tomorrow. The people don't talk back to him at all. He doesn't represent them. He's just getting a message from Hashem to them. And Kriya Yamsu. The people are going to Moshe and saying, you need to talk to God. So by Aminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo is that they have the faith that Moshe can do that. They did that. Yom Suf is the first time the people ask Moshe to intercede with Hashem for them. And then the sea splits, they're saved. They believed that this was possible. Moshe would actually do that. So the first, by Amen Ha'am, when Moshe did the signs in Parshas Shemot, Bnei Yisrael believed that God spoke to Moshe. At Yom Suf, they believed that Moshe could speak to God and would do that as their representative and the people as a whole. And both of those together, that Moshe could, again, Hashem speaks to Moshe, Moshe speaks to God, Hashem speaks to the people on behalf of God, Hashem speaks to God on behalf of the people. Both those together were necessary before Moshe could reach at the next level of bringing the Torah to Bnei Israel, because that's that whole dialogue in next week's Parsha when Moshe is going back and forth bringing the words of Hashem to the people, the words of the people back to Hashem. You see that this week's parsha, Moshe Allah Elohim, Moshe goes up Har Sinai to God by cry love Hashem and Har, and Moshe and he's summoned by Hashem and says, Ko tamar lebeit Yaakov at Gevei Israel. Go tell this to Bnei Israel. This is your mission. And to the Melech HaKohanim Goy Kadosh. And by Anu Kol Am Yachdav, Emru Kol Asher Yiber Hashem Naaseh, the people all said, Naaseh, we will do all of this. V'yashav Moshe Tibrei Ha'am El Hashem, and Moshe brings the words of the people back to Hashem. Both those together allow for this next stage of U'vagam B'cha Yaminu L'Olam. And so there are three stages of what it means for Moshe to be a Nabi. Both to bring the word of God to the people, and to bring the word of the people back to Hashem, and then to bring the Torah for all eternity. And we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.
Thanks, Danny. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.